tariffs on U.S. goods entering China in effect as well. However, ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce says the trade war that President Trump was threatening against Mexico and Canada has been averted for now.
After two phone calls with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Canada agreeing, in addition to its existing $1.3 billion border plan, to appoint a fentanyl czar, list cartels as terrorists, and launch a joint Canada-U.S. strike force to combat organized crime, fentanyl, and money laundering.
Mexico also announcing new border security rules in exchange for the temporary tariff pauses. Two key test votes today for two of President Trump's cabinet picks, Health Secretary nominee Robert Kennedy Jr. and Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard. Five people shot at an adult education center in Sweden this morning. Happened about 125 miles from Stockholm. This is ABC News. New worries about the amount of plastic in our brains. Researchers say that they are finding enough microplastics scattered around our human brains to make up an entire plastic spoon. The amount 50% more than samples taken 8 years before.
While the headline may sound alarming, doctors say the study of these microplastics is still in its early stages. Back in December, a study raised concern about black plastic commonly used in kitchen utensils, claiming it could expose users to dangerous levels of flame retardant. But the researchers later issued a correction, saying a math error had overstated the risk.
ABC's Lionel Moyes. There are concerns about butterflies. Experts now say the number of monarch butterflies spending the winter in the western United States dropped dramatically this year. A conservation group counted 9,000. In recent years, there have been about 200,000. Last year, federal officials moved to list monarchs as threatened. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Butternut has updated their city ordinance regarding animals. For more information, you can stop by the Village Hall and ask for a copy. Saturday, February 15th at 2 p.m., it's Bunko at the Rock Garden Tavern. Bunko is a six-round dice game that is easy to learn and fun to play. No experience is necessary, but pre-registration is required, as the game is limited to 12 people. You can call 715-339-7282 or email fofs@pctcnet.net to reserve your spot today. The cost is free. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th at 2 p.m. at the Rock Garden Tavern. Saturday, February 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, it's yoga. This will be taking place in the center building at the back of the park, and will feature certified instructor Linda Johnson leading the class in an hour of yoga. Bring your own yoga mat and towel or blanket. The cost is $5 and there is no need to RSVP. But if you have questions, you can call 715-339-7282. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. Republicans have asked a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice to recuse herself from deliberations on Act 10. Susan Crawford, who is running for Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice, weighs in. Lisa Hale has that story.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has been asked to step aside from deliberations on the Act 10 law before the court because she has publicly said that she thinks it's unconstitutional, and she campaigned for her position on that point. Fellow liberal judge Susan Crawford, who's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice against conservative Brad Schimmel, says she's sure Protasiewicz will make the right decision.
I am sure that Justice Protasiewicz will make a decision that's based on the facts of that case, who the parties are, and what the issues are that are presented, and will make her own determination about whether she can be fair and impartial sitting on that case. That's what the judicial rules require her to do.
Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn has already recused himself from the case as he helped to write Act 10 when he was chief legal counsel to then-Governor Scott Walker. Act 10 is the law that banned collective bargaining for many state workers. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now ranked 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
High school girls basketball last night. Solon Springs came in undefeated in conference play. They threw in 10 three-pointers, and they go to a 60-46 win over the Butternut girls last night. Butternut fought hard, but this is a really good Solon Springs team. Kendra Pritzel led the way for the Midgets with 18. Gianna Nearing had 15, and Caitlin Bebo added 8. Butternut now 7-6 in the conference, 10-9 overall. The boys and girls of Butternut will go to Mercer tonight for a doubleheader. Other action last night, Marion Tigerton beating Shawamigan 49-45. That was girls' action. Also, LCO beat Bayfield 42-25. And it was Mellon. They topped Hurley by a score of 51-38. All that was girls' action last night. Tonight, we've got the Phillips boys hosting Athens at the Logger Gym, JV 545, Varsity 715. Prentice will play. The Prentice travels to Shawamigan to take on the Screaming Eagles. It is youth night. Everybody, all the kids, 4YK through 8, are going to get in free for Shawamigan, get an autographed poster from the team, and all kinds of fun stuff at the Park Falls campus tonight at It Is Youth Night. The Butternut, we mentioned, boys and girls, on the road at Mercer tonight, and the Lakeland T-Bird girls basketball team. They will travel, actually host, they will host that same Solon Springs tonight at the Lakeland High School. It's a check of your 98Q Sports.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced the preliminary results of a chronic wasting disease deer and predator study that should interest deer hunters across the region. I'll share the basic results when we return.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The Wisconsin DNR last week presented the primary results of the Southwest Wisconsin Chronic Wasting Disease Deer and Predator Study. The point of the study was to determine how CWD affects deer populations. Fieldwork for the project kicked off in 2016 and took place in northern Iowa, Dane, and Grant counties in south central Wisconsin. The area was selected because it's the region where CWD was first detected in the Badger State way back in 2002. The disease has maintained a high prevalence in the area in recent years. What did the study show? Well, the annual survival probability for a deer is much higher if it's not infected with CWD. The study showed that uninfected does have an 83% chance of surviving from 1 year to the next. Bucks had a 69% chance. But if they were infected with CWD, those levels dropped to 41% in does and a mere 17% in bucks. The DNR says the conclusion is simple. CWD substantially reduces deer survival rates and suppresses deer population growth. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky and colder today with highs in the low teens. And staying on the cloudy side tonight, lows 0 to 5 above. A cloudy day for Wednesday, high in the mid-20s, with snow developing in the afternoon and evening, a few inches by early Thursday. Right now, it's 5 below. 98 Q Country.
Well, I woke up this morning, stumbled out of my rack. I opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head. It said the stars are stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed. I feel lucky. I feel lucky. Yeah. No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. I feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. Yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky today.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, come for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're all
hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
This is Parker McCollum.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldry.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems. Want a towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Want to look through my shades and see you there with me. Want to soak up life for a while and lay back more. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Get packed, tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. And no shoes, and no shirt, and no problems. No problems.
Ninety-eight Q Country, which is our birthdays, anniversaries in a moment here. If you got one, give us a call. 715-762-3221. Put back into the regular mode here of birthdays and anniversaries. Always welcoming those in. WCQM at civicmedia.us. If you want to email those to us. Here's Jordan Davis at 98Q.
The beer ain't getting any colder. And I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder. Like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. You're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. 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 Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he did.
Jordan Davis at 98Q Country. We'll watch the language there, Jordan. We're going to get to our news update in just a moment here. And we're going to see temperatures rise to probably about 13 is what they're telling us for today. And little, if any, snow is in our forecast over the next week. There's a little bit of a chance as we get into later in the week, but we're not going to get real excited about that because we've been promised and promises have not been fulfilled. We're just teetering on the edge, aren't we? I mean, we're really close to having some decent trails. So check out, I encourage you to go on your computer and Google Wisconsin snowmobile trails. It'll give you an idea of what places are doing what. And there's always discussions on social media about, so-and-so's trails say they're open, but what are they really like? And there's always that discussion. So a good place to go is the people who keep track of that online. And we hope we will get some snow eventually to get trails opened up in a lot of counties in northern Wisconsin yet this winter. But times are running out, isn't it? It's already February the 4th, and we are running out of time. We've got some birthdays in just a moment. If you've got one, 715-762-3221. We'd be glad to wish them a happy day, give them a chance to win that cake. We'll get to those, and the celebrity birthday is all coming up in just a moment. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. I was going to get you ABC News. How about we start it off with our local and state news, and then we'll do ABC. Something just a little bit different, all right, to get your day rolling here. So let's get our twice an hour news and sports updates.
Tariff pauses. Two key
temples. Civic Media News.
Or maybe we'll just start one news, and then we'll just not play the other one, and we'll just kind of do whatever we want to do. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to do ABC News, and then we're going to come back with Austin and all of his wonderful update. My computer is just not cooperating with me at all. Let's see here. Jump. There we go. Okay, we're going to do that. All right, ABC News update. The old man has figured it out. Here we go.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The trade war with China is on. 10% tariffs kicking in overnight. The retaliatory 15% tariffs on U.S. goods entering China in effect as well. However, ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce says the trade war that President Trump was threatening against Mexico and Canada has been averted for now.
After two phone calls with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Canada agreeing, in addition to its existing $1.3 billion border plan, to appoint a fentanyl czar, list cartels as terrorists, and launch a joint Canada-U.S. strike force to combat organized crime, fentanyl, and money laundering.
Mexico also announcing new border security rules in exchange for the temporary tariff pauses. Two key test votes today for two of President Trump's cabinet picks, Health Secretary nominee Robert Kennedy Jr. and Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard. Five people shot at an adult education center in Sweden this morning. Happened about 125 miles from Stockholm. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Butternut has updated their city ordinance regarding animals. For more information, you can stop by the Village Hall and ask for a copy. Saturday, February 15th at 2 p.m., it's Bunko at the Rock Garden Tavern. Bunko is a six-round dice game that is easy to learn and fun to play. No experience is necessary, but pre-registration is required, as the game is limited to 12 people. You can call 715-339-7282 or email fofs@pctcnet.net. to reserve your spot today. The cost is free. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th at 2 p.m. at the Rock Garden Tavern. Saturday, February 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, it's yoga. This will be taking place in the center building at the back of the park and will feature certified instructor Linda Johnson leading the class in an hour of yoga. Bring your own yoga mat and towel or blanket. The cost is $5 and there is no need to RSVP. But if you have questions, you can call 715-339-7282. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. Republicans have asked a Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice to recuse herself from deliberations on Act 10. Susan Crawford, who is running for Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice, weighs in. Lisa Hale has that story.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has been asked to step aside from deliberations on the Act 10 law before the court because she has publicly said that she thinks it's unconstitutional, and she campaigned for her position on that point. Fellow liberal judge Susan Crawford, who's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice against conservative Brad Schimmel, says she's sure Protasiewicz will make the right decision.
I am sure that Justice Protasiewicz will make a decision that's based on the facts of that case, who the parties are, and what the issues are that are presented, and will make her own determination about whether she can be fair and impartial sitting on that case. That's what the judicial rules require her to do.
Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn has already recused himself from the case, as he helped to write Act 10 when he was chief legal counsel to then-Governor Scott Walker. Act 10 is the law that banned collective bargaining for many state workers. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City, against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now ranked 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL. At the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, it's youth night tonight at the Park Falls campus of the Shawamigan School, and that'll get going with a JV at 5:45, varsity at 7:15 tonight. Boys and girls in grades 4YK through 8th grade should attend this game as they celebrate our youth who will be our future basketball players in our boys and girls programs. After the conclusion of the varsity game, the youth will receive a poster of the boys' basketball team, and they'll autograph it for them, too. After the contest, they have 200 posters, should be plenty for everybody, and everybody 4YK through 8th grade, the 4YK through 8th graders will get in for free. For Youth Night tonight at the Park Falls campus of Shawamigan High School, all starts with a JV at 5:45. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together. Birthdays today, Joanne Nielsen locally is celebrating today. Joanne, happy birthday to you. We'll put you in for the cake drawing on Friday. If you're celebrating today, you share your day with other celebrities such as Rob Corddry, the actor from the Hot Tub Time Machine movies. Those are good ones. Children's Hospital. And comedian also. So he's 54 today. Clint Black, country artist, is celebrating a 63rd birthday today. Lawrence Taylor, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, was a game-changing linebacker during the 13-year career he had with the New York Giants. His post-football career includes, of course, acting, TV commentary, wrestling, business, Dancing with the Stars. Lawrence Taylor is 66 today. Keith Glass from the Prairie Oyster Band is 73 today. Dan Quayle, the former vice president of the United States, is 78 today. David Brenner, the Philadelphia comedian, he co-hosted. When Johnny Carson took time off back in the day, he would have co-hosts come in. He would not do reruns, and David Brenner was one of those guys who came in. Stand-up comedian was born in 1945. David Brenner passed back in 2014. Rosa Parks became a civil rights icon in 1955 when she was arrested for refusing a Montgomery, Alabama bus driver's order to give up her seat to a white person. Her defiance of segregation led to a historic boycott of the city bus system. Rosa Parks, who maiden name is McCauley, Rosa Parks McCauley, born on this day, 1913. Rosa Parks passed back in 2005. And Charles Lindbergh, the aviation pioneer known as Lucky Lindy, became a renowned author and inventor in 1932. His infant son kidnapped, killed. Charles Lindbergh, born on this day in 1902. He passed back in 1974.
Looking for great eats and good times? Head to John Seamount Corner Bar and Grill, just south of Phillips at the corner of 111 Highway 13. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to close. Tuesdays mean smash tacos. Wednesdays bring naked wings. Thursdays feature single smash burgers with fries for just $7.95. And Fridays serve up fish fry with cod and walleye. Don't miss their bacon cheesy hash browns. Saturdays barbecued ribs at John Seamount Corner Bar and Grill, where the cheese is never skimped.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and colder this afternoon. Our high right around 11 today, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop down to around 1 above. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow. We could get 1 to 3, maybe 4 inches tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 5 below.
98Q Country.
Don't even want the attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like Corona, heart racing like it's Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. And those eyes can hypnotize, was designed to blow my mind. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. Like I heard angels singing, like she came down from the ceiling. When she walked in here this evening, I thought, yeah, that girl 1 in 7 billion got everyone in here feeling like there's a fire in this building so hot. Got a smile on an angel face. I know I'll never lose my faith. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, answer my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. No, look what God gave her. Got that look in her eyes, swear she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die, it's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh, look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault.
Your day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again. And there hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. I turn up the radio to drown it out. And silently I say a little prayer. But for the grace of God, go out. I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love. And I look around and all I see is your happiness embracing me. Oh Lord, I'd be lost but for the grace of God. That old man, he's walking past our door. And I've been told that he's rich, but he seems so poor. 'Cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home, surrounded by his things. And silently I say a little prayer. Yes, I do. But for the grace of God, go I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love. Your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off the ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby, this living on the edge. You holding me, holding you, it's a hell of a I paint with my old Gibson, you paint your purple sky. This town's a canvas, baby, let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue,
into the blue.
This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off a ledge, like living on the edge. You holding me,
It's a hell of a view.
Eric Church, 98Q Country. Not a bad little morning going here. A little cool out there, but 13 will be our high today, right in that 13, 15 range anyway. Time to chat a little bit about your money. We've got Matt with us from Matthew from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Good morning to you there, Matt.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, I'm good. The groundhog, one groundhog said 6 more weeks. One said 2 more months. One said, I don't know. I'm confused by the groundhog, man. I really am.
Yeah, well, me too. Me too. with the snow we've gotten the last 24 hours and more on the way, it sounds like. Looks like winter might be a little bit longer.
Yeah. I think we need to stop having groundhogs predict the weather. I think that's probably a good idea. now let's talk our topic today. We're going to talk a little bit about life insurance today. Maybe a topic that maybe a lot of people don't want to talk about because it involves things in our life that a lot of people don't like to deal with. But it is a key part of financial planning, isn't it?
It is, yeah, absolutely. And it's been a big topic of discussion with many clients recently. And like you said, it's one of those topics of conversation that many people don't necessarily like to talk about, but it's certainly a crucial part in planning and making sure your family is protected if, you know, God forbid something were to happen to you unexpectedly.
Yeah, well, for years, as people know, they've listened to the morning show for many years. Matt, we did this show with Rick and with Patty, and, you know, Rick always liked to kill me off during a life insurance segment. So, you know, you don't have to. I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't, but you know, maybe in tradition at some point, you could knock me off some point along the line.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah. Today we'll just talk about life insurance.
We'll give you specific examples.
We won't kill you off.
We'll deal with that later. Okay, so let's talk about life insurance and the different options that people may have with us.
Yeah. So know that your life insurance needs change as your life changes. When you are young, you may not have a need for life insurance. You know, maybe an early adult that's just starting out their working career that doesn't have debts. Like I said, you may not have a need for life insurance. But however, as you take on more responsibility and your family grows, your life insurance needs increase, but then decrease after your children are grown.
Okay.
You should periodically review your life insurance coverage to ensure that it adequately reflects your life situation. I wanted to talk today about several methods to consider in determining your life insurance needs.
Okay.
So the first rule is the income rule. And the most basic rule of thumb, as I mentioned, is the income rule, which states that your insurance need would be equal to 6 or 8 times your gross annual income. So, for example, a person earning a gross annual income of $60,000 should have between $360,000 and $480,000 in life insurance coverage. That's just taking that $60,000, multiplying it by 6, or by 8, or somewhere in between there.
Okay.
And then second is another rule would be the income plus expenses. This rule considers your insurance need to be equal to 5 times your gross annual income plus the total of any mortgage, personal debt, final expenses, and special funding needs. An example of special funding needs would be college for a child. So an example would be, assume that your gross annual income is again $60,000 and your total expenses are $160,000. Your insurance need would be equal to $460,000. Again, that's taking that annual income, $60,000, multiplying it by 5 and then adding those debts.
Sure. Okay.
Would be, and then the third, calculation would be the income replacement calculation, and this income replacement calculation is based on the theory that the family income earners should buy enough life insurance to replace the loss of income due to an untimely death. Under this approach, the amount of life insurance you should consider purchasing is based on the value of the value of the income that you can expect to earn during your lifetime, taking into account such factors as inflation, anticipated salary increases, as well as the interest that the lump sum life insurance proceeds would generate over time. And then the fourth calculation would be the family needs calculation. And with the family needs approach, you would purchase enough life insurance to allow your family to meet its various expenses in the event of your passing. Under the family needs approach, you divide your family's need into three main categories. Immediate needs at death. This would be for cash needed for funeral and other expenses. Second would be ongoing needs. I mean, this would be income needed to maintain your family's lifestyle. And then third would be special funding needs, which would be, you know, college funding, bequests to charity and children, things of that nature.
All right.
And then once you determine that total of your family's needs, you should consider purchasing enough life insurance to cover that amount, taking into consideration the interest that the life insurance proceeds could earn over time as well.
All right. So I guess, in layman's terms, people need to just think what would happen if you weren't here tomorrow or next week or whatever, the people that are left behind, the kids, a wife, whatever, what would they need to continue on with a good life. I mean, that's kind of what you're thinking about, right? I mean, in a nutshell.
Absolutely. And you don't want to have your family change that lifestyle because of your passing, and having that life insurance protection certainly can allow that. And as I mentioned, there's a lot of different ways to calculate it. And there's just not a one-size-fits-all approach either. That's where having those conversations and figuring that out in your specific situation is certainly best.
Yeah, and there's all different types of life insurance too that people can look at.
Absolutely, yeah. There's all different types, and that will, you know, the right policy for you will depend on obviously all those things that we just talked about, you know, with family needs and things like that, because certainly premium that you pay is a factor as well.
Yeah, and for those who haven't looked into it, maybe younger people listening, if you have life insurance at a young age, the cost of it is just very, very little, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Generally speaking, yes, absolutely. The younger that you can get life insurance, generally the more affordable it is.
Yeah, so that's something to look into, and you can certainly give a call to Matt and talk about it. You can sit right across the table from him, locations in Phillips, Hawkins, Medford, free initial consultation, and have that initial first difficult discussion of what if.
Right.
What if or what happens? Sometimes it's hard to start that, but Matt, you're good at kind of getting that going, right?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely, and finding a plan that's right for you.
Right. All right. They can give you a call. Where can they reach you there, Matt?
Yeah, at 715-748-3231.
Pioneer-financial.net if you want to check them out on the web. Also, a great way to get that discussion going, and people will be surprised, like I said, especially you young whippersnappers out there listening, how inexpensive it can be to have a little peace of mind knowing that if something did happen, your family would be taken care of. All right,
absolutely.
Matt, always good to talk to you. We'll be looking for a revised groundhog forecast when we talk to you again next week. We look forward
absolutely
to that, Matt. Thank you much.
Sounds good. Thanks, Joel.
Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning at about 8:45 to talk about all different various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investments investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Hunting season is over, but the fishing season is in full swing. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need for a fun, successful day on the ice, like Ion and StrikeMaster electric augers, beaver dam tip-ups, jigging rods, ice reels, jigs, and live bait and plastic lures. Plus, all the cold weather clothing to keep you warm from head to toe. Check it out online at BaderSportsCenter.com or find them on Facebook. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide.
and we all gonna be alright.